Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Today is Tuesday, September something or other. Since the Rangers are playing tomorrow night, we appreciate you being here with us on Tuesday. And with me, as always, my good friend, my partner, Eddie. How are you?
What up, party people in the house? Woo, let's raise the roof on this sucker. Well, I got to tell you, wow, I came up with some good 90s bonnets lingo there right off the bat. I'm doing good. I'm rocking and rolling in the free world. Back from that little soiree, that little Ranger get-together outside the Pebble Saturday. And I was surprised when I listened to that show. It actually sounded pretty good, Jim.
I'll tell you, that was one of the most fun shows. Just to sit here and to listen to what was going on, and we had Rock was nice enough to sit in with me, and Chris calling in from, I mean, that phenomenal. Show me another show that's got people calling in from the UK. It was awesome.
He sounded great. Like, I could listen to him talk hockey all the time. He brought some class to this show, finally.
Credibility. It was like, I don't know. It was like something.
I just wish more of the chat room people would have been there, because it was pretty funny. I mean, just to see some of the people I was running into that we know from the show, and, you know, it wasn't set up or anything. They were just saying, "Hey, Mouth!" And then it just was crazy. And the Devil fans were like, "What the heck are these people doing out here?" It was just us standing in front of the Pebble there, and Ricky O was there throwing out all kinds of prizes, and people like, how do you win? And it was just crazy. So it was a lot of fun, and I was so glad to meet all the people. And I just love when the Ranger fans are so excited. They're all funny, too. They got a personality.
Yeah,
the fans have no personality about the team.
Yeah, well, I don't even know where to begin, but for starters, I mean, we threw that show together on, I think, probably about, what, 3 hours' notice? It was like,
yeah.
I called you up Saturday afternoon and said, you know, I was thinking, you know, with the Wade Redden thing, why don't we put a show together and you call in when you get down there, maybe get some people on the phone. And, you know, we thought maybe a worst case that you and Ricky down there yelling at Ranger fans or something. And we just put out, you know, I put one thing out on Twitter that we were going to do the show. And like you said, you guys had a bunch of people that came up to see you and say hello, and I mean, we had almost I'd have to look again, but we had almost as many people listen to that show on short notice as we do our regular show, which is just phenomenal. And I mean, props to you guys as always. And it worked out good that because it was Saturday and it was a little earlier in the day, we were able to hook up with Chris, because, you know, it's 8 hours ahead of time where Chris is, and he'd already been thrown out of the pub, and, you know, he was half in the bag. That's okay. It's just the way we like you people. So, I mean, it was a phenomenal show, even if we didn't put it together at the last minute. It was a lot of fun, and I think everybody enjoyed themselves, and I'm glad you got to meet the people, and I'm glad we got a win. And that was great. It was great. Tell me, I know it was a preseason game, but what's the atmosphere like in that place for a Devil game? Because I always thought that, you know, and aside from the fact that they don't have the fan base that the Rangers do, and I had been to the whatever it's called, the Continental Airlines Arena. I'd been there for Devil games that weren't against the Rangers. I think I was there for a Flyers game, and I may have seen them play. I think I saw them play the Coyotes once. But I always thought there was no atmosphere in that place. There was no noise, no buzz. It was just, is it any better at the Rock? Is there any, I mean, do they give you, are they into the game? Are they yelling? Are they having fun? Are they Anything?
Well, it was tough to gauge, really. I mean, there was certainly a lot of Ranger fans there. And did I get the sense that they knew what were on top of their team? I really didn't get that sense from the section I was sitting in. They have a certain thing. First of all, I'm going to give – that arena is really nice. I mean, I've been to a lot of stadiums for baseball and hockey. And I got to say, I couldn't put down that arena. It just really was really nice. Now I could put down where that arena is located. Holy cow, the smell there. I mean, it was disgusting. It was like low tide in Newark, like I said. It really was. I was like, holy cow. Now, I'm not familiar. I am New Jersey non-literate. So, you know, Ricky's taking me through New Jersey. I don't know anything. Now, he was explaining to me that there's only one way into Newark. Is that true?
Well, there's a couple of ways into Newark, but very few ways out. Very few ways out. Well, I grew up in Bayonne, which is just across the smelly bay from Newark, and you know, Newark is a great place to stay away from. Yeah, and it's funny how many people say, and even Chris said it. I think he said it the other night on the show. He's like, he said, yeah, I flew into Newark one time when I was going to the city, and he said I got to the airport and I couldn't wait to get the hell out of Newark. So even the British know what a dump Newark is. And you know, when I heard that the Devils were building their arena there way back when, what the heck? They want to be part of the revitalization, but I don't know, for what I'm hearing, I guess the immediate surrounding area of the arena is okay.
Right.
Again, I haven't been there. You could attest to that or refute it, but you know, I guess if you're within a block or two of the arena, it's okay. But other than that, it's still Newark from what I hear.
Yeah. You know, I guess I'm used to it, you know, because I do live on the island, and Hempstead is, you know, it's dump too. Can't they make these arenas? At least they have a nice arena here in Newark. But can't they make those arenas for the Devil Dogs and the Icelanders in, like, a neighborhood where you can actually walk around maybe after the game? I mean, come on. We're in a low-rent district with these people. But there were a couple incidents. Some guy made a during that whole Avery brouhaha with Clarkson and Kobolchuk, somebody goes, Avery, you're a pretty boy. And, you know, I know how to handle these situations because I am a lifetime wisecracker. I was just like, well, you can't blame a guy for being good-looking. The guy was like, he didn't know how to handle me then. And he goes, yeah, well, Henrik's his butt buddy. And I go, listen, you know, you had Stefan Richie dressed up in a dress. I mean, it takes all kinds to play this game. He really had no idea how to handle me because he thought I was going to get all upset. And I don't get upset. I'm too old to get upset when, you know, like you know, oh, your team's a bunch of homos. And one of my sisters, no, your team's a bunch of homos. Martha's a fat drag queen. That's what I should have said. Martha's a fat drag queen.
I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah, I mean, you know, come on. I mean, I have to say the fans, was a lot of kids there. I didn't see a lot of diehards. A lot of people left. Didn't stay for the shootout. I think they were disappointed that they were up 3 goals and wound up losing to us.
I don't think they need to stay indoors. I think they were more worried about the shootout outside the arena when it gets that late than the one inside the arena. They got a shootout of their own. They got to dodge. Now let me ask you: How did you get to Newark? Did you take the PATH train?
No, Ricky drove in.
Oh, okay. You met Ricky on the Jersey side, across the river to the Jersey side?
Yeah. I met him at his house.
Oh,
and
he has a
Humvee, which I think has that special armor plating.
Right,
I think
it's the Newark edition.
The Newark edition. we wheeled in there, and boy,
woo!
So it was a lot of fun, and I got to see our Rangers up close and personal. We had good seats, and got to evaluate as much as I could. And then the next day, or was it the day after? But the Cuts came. Monday, right? Yeah, yesterday, right?
Yesterday.
Oh, yeah, and people were excited that Wade Redden, I mean, I don't know, I didn't listen to the whole broadcast, but people were absolutely giddy that Wade Redden was assigned to Hartford.
Yeah, I mean, well, we want to touch on that a little bit. You know, Wade Redden, after I guess some there was some question as to what he was going to do, he has decided to report to Hartford. So there it is. You know, he'll be. You know, there was some question, though, maybe he'll go to Europe, but I guess and maybe he would have if him and his wife just didn't have a baby. And you know, we talked about it a little bit on Saturday. After the word came down that he'd been waived, I saw a lot of, I feel so bad for him. He just had a baby. And I'm like, I have no sympathy for him. I'm sorry. You know, call me cold, call me whatever you want. I have no sympathy for him.
Related to him?
I know quite a few people who lost their job after they had kids. And you know what? They didn't retain a $6 million salary. He'll live like king in Hartford with $6 million. It ain't like trying to live in the city with $6 million.
They'll make him mayor. They'll make him mayor.
He can buy Hartford for
$6 million.
Are
you kidding me?
So he will be a Connecticut whale.
Yeah, now, did
a Manhattan albatross.
Yeah. He went from a Manhattan albatross to a Connecticut whale. Now, did he call you when you were having problems with your job, with your boss? That might have been fired due to my...
Let me check the phone. Hold on. I don't have... No, I didn't get a call from him. No. He must have lost the number.
Right. So, screw him. Screw people. Too sensitive. I mean, maybe those bleeding heart liberals.
And you know what was the other thing? I kept seeing people say, and this wasn't on Blue Shirt Banner. I might have saw it on a couple people on Facebook, and I think I saw it on Twitter. Oh, he's a good guy. I feel bad for. Well, where the hell did you hear? Where did you hear he's a good guy? Because all we heard was he's a pain in the ass, right? I mean, didn't we hear that from a couple of people that we had on this show? You know, he's a pain in the ass. He couldn't understand how Tortorella would have the nerve to bench him because he wasn't playing well, and he's a bitch in the clubhouse. He's a pain in the ass. All of a sudden, he's a good guy. You know, it's like when somebody dies, and all of a sudden, he's so beloved, like Michael Jackson.
How great.
That was the best thing that ever happened to him in his image, right?
He's ridiculous. What a ridiculous human being Michael Jackson was. And it's sad. I'm sad he's gone. Oh, God. Anyway, don't get me started on this subject. I can reel about 5 celebrities that were total losers. And then somehow in their death, they got put upon a pedestal.
Yeah, it's revisionist history.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Wade Redden is on his way to Hartford to be a part of the Connecticut Whale. I wish him the best. Don't get me wrong. I wish him the best, but I won't miss him for 1 minute, and I don't feel bad for him. Not for a minute.
No, I don't wish him the best.
I hope he leaves.
What did he ever do for me? What did he ever do for me except give me agita?
He's leaving. That's all I care about.
He had to be forced to leave. He wasn't man enough to say, I stink. I need to be sent down to Hartford. That would be a real man in my opinion. A real man would say, I know I suck. I know I'm deliberate torts. And he would leave. He would take his horse and I'd donate my $6 million to charity. That's a man.
Give it to the kids in Biafra, as Dice used
right.
to say.
That's like a 50-year-old term for people who need food. Biafra. I think we've moved on from Biafra.
Now let me ask you this, and we'll get to your phone calls in just a minute. I know there's a couple of you waiting on hold, so we'll get to you. What do you think about the... This, and Larry Brooks wrote an article about this that I'll give you guys a few bits from, but What do you think about the sentiment that seems to be rising up around, you know, the media and everything about how they need to close this loophole so that teams like the Rangers can't do this anymore? What's your thought on that?
I don't give a crap. What do I care about that? I'm doing the loophole. If a guy stinks, get him off your team. Why should you be obligated to pay a guy? Is this what it's about? A cap hit for a guy who's not going to play for you? I mean, it's common sense. The guy stinks, he's not going to play on the team. So what's the loophole? Loophole is if you're not good, you don't count. You're not on the team. You're not participating with the Rangers. And why should there be a cap hit? Anytime you sign a contract, it's a mandatory. I don't understand. There's a loophole. I didn't understand there was a loophole. I think Larry Brooks should put himself in that loophole, and then kick the chair from underneath it.
No, hold on. No, Larry Brooks wrote an article in the Post today and said, "Don't blame the Rangers for just doing what they're entitled to do." No, Larry Brooks is on our side. Larry's a good man.
As I said, Larry Brooks is a good man, and I think that he should continue his way of thinking. I give him all the best, and mazel tov to Larry Brooks for writing such a very well thought out article that agrees with us.
All right. The phone lines are jammed. We'll start taking calls just one more second here. I just want to mention one other thing before I forget. Did you hear the Flyers, their goalie nightmare continues?
We're getting good news from the other teams already. Yeah, I know their Flyers. The Flyers goalies can't keep anybody no healthy goalies over there.
Michael Layton's out as a bulging disc in his back, and he's going to miss a month already.
How about the Islanders?
Yeah,
they
haven't even played. Did I read? I don't pay much attention to the Islanders, and to pay even less attention to them in the they haven't played a preseason game yet.
I don't think so.
Keeping it all under wraps.
Yeah. You got Colonel Flagg running there. Practicing.
Well, you know what it is. Teams don't want to go play there when it counts. They sure as hell don't want to go play there when it doesn't.
Really? I mean, come on. What are the Mets trainers doing their part of their physical team, their physical training team over there? So. All right, let's get some phone calls in here. Let's talk to the people. I love talking to them.
All right, let's go to, let's see, 347-894. You're first up on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Who's this?
What's up, boys? It's Rock. How you doing?
Rock!
Hey, Rock.
How are you, buddy?
What's going on? Thank you again for Eddie. Thank you again for giving me the honor of filling your shoes for one afternoon. I had a fantastic day. It was great.
I had a good time.
But I'll tell you, you guys, you know, in doing that Saturday, it really goes to show you that you guys really have some great chemistry. Because I know on a lot of occasions I was stepping on Jimmy and Jimmy was stepping on me. And you know, I guess you, when you work with somebody for a while doing what you guys do, you know when the other one is finished or if the other one has a point that they want to bring up. So, you know, you guys have a fantastic chemistry and just keep doing what you're doing because you're doing a great job. So,
we still step on each other, Rock. It's okay.
Well,
it's also part of the problem of not being in the same room. You know what I mean? We can't look at each other.
I was just about to say that. I can, considering you guys are, you know, on opposite ends of the United States, practically, I think you do a pretty good job. So I just wanted to throw that out there. As for the boys, I was very impressed with the Devil game Saturday night, considering the lineup that the Devils dressed. I thought they took the Ranger team for granted, and the Rangers shoved it down their throat. I thought Avery did what he had to do and mess around with Kovalchuk's head, and he has to keep doing it. He has to keep doing what he's doing, and Tortorella has to give him a short leash and say, listen, do what you're doing, but do it smart, and don't take stupid penalties. And now, he got into Kovalchuk's head, and he did what he was supposed to do.
Now, Rock, let me ask you this, and Eddie, I know you didn't hear it, because obviously, because you were at the game, but Chico Chico got on Avery's case for refusing to drop the gloves with
David
Clarkson.
Yeah.
And then right away dropped the gloves with Kovalchuk. What were your thoughts on that? Did you have a problem with that?
Well, but you're asking me, right? Oh yeah.
Bob,
well, let me tell you.
Either one of you.
Okay. Well, let me give you what was happening on my end, so to speak. I'm sitting there with Ricky DeGoon. Now, Ricky DeGoon is friends with a lot of agents, especially of the fighters. He has done autograph signings with David Clarkson before. David Clarkson hates Sean Avery. He hates him. He can't wait to get his... So we're saying Clarkson's agent tweets Ricky, says he's getting Avery tonight. It's going down. And Bugard's agent is also texting Ricky saying Bugard wants LeBron bad. Okay? All right. So we're watching this. So we watch it transpire and go, here comes Clarkson. But Avery will not go with him because he knows Clarkson will beat the bejesus out of him. I mean, that's basically what it's about, the mismatch fight-wise. And Avery is doing his job. This is the Sean Avery we need. This is the guy. The Devil fans are going, oh, he's a pretty boy, you know, hit him with your purse, the whole thing. He'll never go, that weasel. But guess what? That's what I was so glad to see that, because that is Sean Avery's game. And didn't he get a goal in that game later, or did he come close to a goal? I mean, I really thought that Avery was Avery, and I was. Now I saw the replay. It looked like Kovalchuk went over to Avery, right? I mean, was that me?
Yeah,
just Kovalchuk was
mouthing off at Avery, and God only knows what he said, so we don't know what he said.
Well, yeah, and then not only
Avery off, so
not only that, but the referee had Avery pinned to the ice, and Kovalchuk's throwing punches at Avery.
Mm-hmm.
As Eddie would say, what courage!
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And the visor off too.
And then I missed it, but a lot of Ranger fans were talking about it, and I missed it. But I guess Kovalchuk did a throat slash, you know, that throat slash maneuver.
It wasn't.
Oh, okay.
No, it was zip your mouth.
Oh, okay.
Culture type of thing.
Yeah.
Listen, if we got Kovalchuk worrying about Avery already in the preseason, that works to our advantage.
Of course.
That's why we got the guy. He's an asset that way. And the way this is the feeling I got from Tortorella in one of the interviews, was that they want Avery to play that way against teams in the division and some of the tougher opponents in the conference. But when they're playing the Dallases and the Anaheim, they want him to pitch in with more with the goal scoring, more with the normal hockey stuff. They don't want it with everybody. But to me, I want to see it against everybody. Every game is important. You know, we missed the playoffs by a shootout last year. I think he's a difference maker. I think Sean is pretty disciplined in what he knows, what he's going to do. I don't see him taking ridiculously stupid penalties. He, as an instigator and an agitator, I think he knows what he's doing, and he's very calculated. The only problem is, and I'll say this, it's tough to root for a guy that, come on, if this was anybody on another team, you know, if this is Yarko Ruutu, we're going, we're going, oh, look at that weasel, look at that guy, he won't drop the gloves, what a coward.
We said that about Ulf Samuelson. When Ulf played for Pittsburgh and Hartford, we all hated him. And then he came to the Rangers, and then he was a fan favorite immediately. That's just the way fans are. You hate him when he's on the opposite team, but when he's standing sitting on your bench and standing on the blue line, you know, he's, you're in love with the guy. So he said about a lot of people.
Right. If he does, and it makes the games fun. I mean, I don't care what you say. Let's take the whole, what he answered to you. The games are, that was a fun game because you had all that nonsense going on, all of which we love nonsense. And, you know, I found that, if you want to go like, oh, he's a weasel, you know what I find real weaselly? was the game before at the Garden when that ridiculous Chris Rooney, the referee, gets Bogard, calls him his conduct off that face-off, and gets rid of Bogard for the rest of the game on that, I mean, absolutely disgusting. What the wussification of hockey? I mean, he just bumped him off the face-off. And all three, except Chico. Chico actually said he really shouldn't have got a penalty on that play. But Sam and, of course, Micheletti were, you know, they're totally wussified. Oh, they're trying to get rid of things before the face-off. But to get to the point where I thought it was cheap, about 6 minutes later, LeBlanc, who will not go with Bogard, because he knows that he'll get his banana beat in, LeBlanc will do anything not to go with Bogard, he tries to clip MZA. He tries to slew-foot him, go knee-on-knee with him with a cheap shot, knowing that Bogard is out of the is gone for the period and is not going to be available to serve any kind of repercussion. So, to me, I'm glad to see Sean playing like that, and I didn't see anything wrong with that at all.
The part that I found is very strange is David Clarkson didn't even get a penalty on the play.
Yeah.
And he's the one that basically started the entire altercation, and he doesn't even get a penalty, and Sean Avery gets 14 minutes. On top of that, Avery had a comment stating that the ref came over to him and said, "You got 10 minutes because you can't go after a superstar." And that was a referee. That was a referee to Sean Avery.
Right.
That's
I saw that
minutes,
live.
Which is ridiculous.
I even tweeted that live. I said, the referee is in the penalty box right now talking to Avery. Now, I didn't know what they said. I was too far away. But that makes sense.
Did Costello get an extra 10 minutes when he was pounded on Gabrick last year?
Yeah.
Avery, that's the thing with
Avery,
this guy is, they have the referees have special rules for him and special rules for the rest of the guys in the NHL. And I don't want to look it through Ranger-colored glasses, but it's just plain and obvious that they have it out for this guy.
You're exactly right, but you know what? The bias is there. It's going to be there to the day he dies or the day he leaves the NHL. We've got to live with it and hope that they kill these extra penalties. And hopefully John Tortorella won't say, "It's your fault," but he's got to realize he's got a big target on his back. He's getting an extra 2 no matter what he does. If he does nothing, he gets an extra 2. And Jayden Ted is talking to the channel, and he's exactly right for once in a while. Avery is not a dirty player, but he will talk. He will talk trash, and he will get under your skin, and there's a lot of times he'll keep the gloves on. Clarkson had his gloves off, Rock. How does he not get a penalty?
I know. I was sitting there, I was flabbergasted. I just couldn't believe that he got nothing. He started the entire altercation, and he didn't even get a misconduct penalty. He got nothing. And they're saying, and even Chico Resch, who I just can't take him. I can't bear to listen to him on the broadcast. I hate it when they're on MSG Plus. Even he's like, he can't believe that they didn't get a penalty, that David Clarkson didn't get a penalty on that play. And, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, it's a preseason game, and they chalk it up to all the refs who are in preseason too. But you know what? The refs shouldn't be in preseason. They should know the rules, and they should call the game the way they see it. Plain and simple. You know, there's no gray area there. It is what it is. The guy started the altercation. He should have got two fans again. He dropped his gloves. That's a roughing penalty if nothing else.
No, you're right.
Retarded. It's really retarded.
We just got to really just realize the bias is there, and we're going to have to live with it. Because they're not going to turn. You think they're going to change their mind on Avery and give him a fair shake?
No.
Who's going to be his advocate? Nobody.
Pretty much.
They know what he's saying on the ice. God, I want to know what he's saying, because it's got to be good.
I'd love to have him mic for a game, right?
Yeah, they should mic him for a game.
I think
that'll definitely boost
personal.
The ratings of MSG, I can tell you that much.
Oh, forget about it. I think he's got personal info on these guys, and he told, I think it was Dale Weiss or Devin Diamidi, why he was down there in the minors after the injury. Was that a year ago or 2 years ago? I'm not sure.
It was.
But he said.
Yeah, it was a year before.
He said, you know what? Don't waste your trash talking on some, you know, like, you know, third line, fourth line player. Talk trash to the other team's best player if you can. That's the guy you go after, and that's what he targeted. I mean, so, and you're right. They beat a team that was, okay, granted, they had Johan Hedberg in that, not Martha.
But Hedberg usually stands on his head against us anyway when he plays.
Right.
So,
I just want to ask you and Jim and the people in the chat room. Now, granted, I was next to Ricky O, who I can't believe I'm going to be uttering these words, is not a fan of Henrik Lundqvist. He was claiming that the first three goals were all Henrik's fault. Now, from your vantage points, what did you guys think? Do you think he left in a couple softies?
I thought the Andy Green goal was a softie. I thought that one was definitely. The Kovalchuk goal was a rocket. I mean, practically hit off the crossbar. I think he even hit off the crossbar. I mean, that was a fantastic shot. The Andy Green goal I thought was soft, and the Brian Ralston goal I thought was soft.
Yeah, I thought he gave up two soft goals. I thought the Ralston one was soft. But hey, I'd rather he give up the soft goals in September than April.
Oh yeah. I told Ricky to take his meds and be quiet for about 3 minutes.
When we're marching towards the eighth seed.
I mean, and real seriously, it was the first pregame season. I was like, game for him in the preseason. Like, calm down. He's like, oh, look, Mouth, glove side again. Glove side, that's where you go with him. I'm like, oh, God. Let's just not go. We got a lot to worry about. I'm not worried about Henrik. I was worrying about that Gilroy XLB combination. It looked like a Chinese fire drill out there. It was ridiculous.
Gilroy actually had a pretty decent game on the power play, and that's why I commented you before on your Twitter about Gilroy. I think he's making the team. I mean, I don't think. I mean, just from what I've seen, I think he's gonna. He might get a spot just by luck, in the sense that I don't know if Valentenko and Sauer are better than him. I think McDonough's making the team. I think Stefan and McDonough are both making the team unless they totally fall on their face the last two games of the preseason. Oh, two out of the three games of the preseason. I think they're both making the team. And I was surprised. I know Jimmy said on Saturday that he wasn't impressed with Semenov. I didn't think Semenov played bad enough to get released yet, but I guess they're looking at it from a long-term perspective. Like, why give a guy a contract when he played just as good as Sauer and Valentenko in the two games that they played. So I was a little bit surprised that Semenov was released. I don't know if it's a little bit of poetic justice for how he left them in the lurch kind of last year. But I was surprised that they don't want to keep around a more sturdy veteran defenseman. I know they're saying that Emminger is going to be your seventh defenseman, but now you're bringing in two rookies. If, say, you know, just for argument's sake, that's Sauer and McDonough, for argument's sake, make the team. Now you have Delzato. You have a really young defensive core, and I don't know if I like that. I like what I see from the defenseman. Don't get me wrong. I just don't know if that's the smartest way to go at this point. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
Jim, you can.
I'm okay with it. I really am. Let the young defensemen play and let the chips fall where they may. Look, my take on it is this is not a Stanley Cup team. So you might as well let the kids play as long as they're not complete and utter liabilities out there. You might as well let them play. Let them get the game experience. Let them play until they're complete liabilities on defense, just completely lost out there on the ice and, can't find a puck from Sputnik, as Emil Francis would say. Let them play. We're not going anywhere. We're either going to, everybody's, again, just like last year, they got us picked anywhere from 6th to 14th. So you might as well let them play. Same thing goes with Stepan and McDonough, all these guys. Let them play. What's the worst that could happen? We miss the playoffs. Okay.
Well, And this brings up another subject I wanted to talk about tonight. We'll get back. No, I don't want to get to talk about Anthony yet. But I am so I'd rather see them be with the Rangers and learn. This is going to be really tough to say. With John Tortorella on the NHL level, then go down to the AHL. Because, frankly, I think Ken Jananda is terrible. He's not a teacher. Who's come out of the minor leagues in the last couple of years? Sure, you have Artie. Leslie Treff was talking about this. They really haven't developed many players down in the A. And so, you know, if I got to see Stepan and McDonough, sure, let's play him. Now, with that said, in that game, Delzato looked terrible. He had 4 points on the night, I think, but he looked bad.
He had a rough
but
first period, though. I think he rebounded
in
the second and third, but he had a really rough first period. I definitely have to agree with that.
He was minus two, and then he had a bad turnover, too. I mean, he got juked out of his shorts, basically. I mean, it was bad.
Was
but
first
he recovered.
That was the Kovalchuk goal.
I think you're right. He recovered. He wound up with a decent game. And again, there's going to be mistakes. But I'd rather see young guys make mistakes than guys like Steve Eminger and guys like that. I'd rather live with rookie mistakes than guys who've been in the league 5-10 years mistakes.
Yeah,
Semenoff
looked slow. He looked like Lurch from the Addams Family. He looked like a slowed-down version of Shel Samuelson.
I was
going to
say the same thing.
That's what I got from him. Of Shel Samuelson. And you know how slow he was operating.
Oh, yeah. Tripod.
He wasn't exactly James Patrick.
Yeah, tripod, exactly, Robert. And I think the Eminger thing really shocked me because I have seen nothing from this guy.
He can't get into a game. He's friggin' been hurt the whole preseason so far with his groin.
He is a groin. That's why. I want him out of here. And
he's only 26, though. I mean, he's not 30.
Yeah, but get out of here. He stinks. How many teams has he been on? He's been on a lot of teams. Now, enough of the negative Nelly stuff. Let's talk about some of the good stuff. This Fedotenko. Not Fedotenko. Valentenko. I love him. Holy cow. He was clearing people in front of that net. He was knocking people after the whistle. He's got a good shot. He's big. I mean, he's wide. He's thick, as JV would used to say. I love this guy. I want him to make the team. I want Gilroy down. Gilroy looks gassed. I said this on the tweet of the Twitter today. What between shifts, he's huffing and puffing out there, Gilroy.
Maybe he's got asthma. I don't know.
Well, he shouldn't be playing. He can't clear anybody out in front of that net. He can't. He's positioning wise. He just doesn't get it. And like I said, they had him with DB Maven's lover Exelby out there, and God, I was like. All hands on deck, battle down the hatches. It's getting crazy out here. I like Valentenko. I thought so far he's been my best guy on defense that I'd like to see make the lineup. Could they go with Valentenko and McDonough? I mean, Jimmy wants that. So how does that shape up the defense? How many we got with those guys?
Well,
you would have to send Gilroy and Sauer to Hartford. I mean, Gilroy has options. I think you might lose. I don't know. I mean, all these guys went through waivers, so there's a chance you might lose Sauer. I thought he's played very well. He made a lot of great plays in the two games that I saw him play, and I watched the games numerous times. I hate to lose him. I mean, that's my only thing, but you might have to. There might be some kind of casualty for the way this lineup shakes out, but I definitely agree with you. I'm very impressed with Valentenko. He did look a little bit overmatched a couple of times against Detroit, but I think the whole team did. I couldn't tell you one guy that played phenomenal during that Detroit game the other day. I thought Avery had a pretty decent game, But I couldn't tell you. I thought Gabrick was even horrible in that game. But who knows? These guys are skating half stride. They're probably not even trying. The regular guys. So I don't know. But I definitely agree with you about that.
So if we're talking about we're going with seven defensemen, because my mind isn't clear right now because I took several hallucinogenic drugs before going on this show. Who would be the seven defensemen that would be in the lineup? We've got Roosevelt, Delzato,
Stahl.
Girardi, Stahl. Okay.
Is McDonough making your roster?
McDonough's making my roster.
He's making my roster.
All right, then you got to choose one from. Or no, that's. Hold on, I'm sorry. You got Delzato, you got McDonough, Girardi, Roosevelt, Stahl. That's five. So you got to, if you're going to carry seven defensemen, you got to choose two from Emminger, Valentenko, and Michael Sauer. You got to choose two of those three.
I think Emminger's making the team. He's making the team.
I know you're right though. He's hanging around and he hasn't played.
You got somebody with experience.
Right. He probably wins out of experience. And Valentenko.
I would keep either Valentenko or Sauer, and I would send Gilroy to Hartford. That's my opinion, but I don't think that's going to happen.
That's what I would do. Although I'm not a Michael Sauer fan. Guys seen that's been special with him? I haven't seen anything.
He hasn't done anything wrong. That's the thing. He hasn't made any mistakes either.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think he's played he had a couple of good games. But then again, it's preseason, so you know what? I don't know.
I want Gilroy on the team, and I'm not ready to give up on him yet. I want him on the team.
That means Valentenko make the team.
And I'd like to see Valentenko make the team too. The problem is that I don't want. It's a waste to have Valentenko on the team just sitting there as a seventh defenseman. You know.
Yeah. Right. Adam from Chicago made that note, and that's true.
Yeah,
as well. You want him to play. So yeah, that makes sense.
So all right, Rock. Listen, we're gonna take some other calls.
All right, boys.
Thank you. Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Calling in, and thanks again for sitting in Saturday night.
Right.
I'll talk to you next week.
You got it, brother.
Take it easy.
Take care.
The great Rock. All right, I believe he knows his shit. That's for sure. All right. Let's go to the 631-493. You're on Blue Shirt Beta Radio. Who's this?
It's Eva.
Eva!
How are you? Good evening,
Good,
Eva.
And you?
Doing well. What's
hey,
going
what's
on?
What's a Chinese fire drill?
That's when, like, people... go ahead. You explain it.
It's just, well... we used to call the Chinese fire drill. That was when you had everybody in the car. You had a whole bunch of people in your car, and you stop at a stop sign, and everybody gets out of the car, and you all run around the car and get back in, and you keep going.
Oh, I thought that was the clown mobile, like from the circus.
This is it.
Oh, cool.
A Chinese fire drill is a gag performed by a vehicle's occupants when stopped at a traffic light, especially when there is a need to change drivers or procure something from the trunk.
Very nice. Hey, listen, before I forget, Mr. Newman has a surprise for both of you guys on the 26th of November. Don't ask me what it is. I have no idea. But
he
I had
told
to
me.
Mention it.
He told
oh,
me what
God
it was.
Oh, God is right.
He told me what it was.
Oh, okay.
And since you brought it up, let's mention again, because we want to mention it as often as possible.
Of course.
November 26th, we will be live, all of us, from the Point and Still in Hackensack, New Jersey. We will broadcast live at 5 o'clock. We'll do the show, and then we're all going to watch the Rangers take on the Florida Panthers. It's supposed to be a great bar. That's what Ricky O has told us. He's helped us out with the location. Eddie's making the trip back to Jersey.
Define great.
It's
got it's
pretty good.
Right?
It's like maybe like... like Mulcahy's, maybe a little bit, but a smaller version.
Nice.
So supposedly they have a lot of big screen TVs. Ricky said the owner is a Ranger fan, so he's going to take care of us. And like I said, we're going to I'll be there for that'll be part of my Thanksgiving vacation. We're coming back east, so I want to come meet all you guys and Eddie and I will do the show right there in the bar. And,
cool.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I've rearranged my entire schedule for that day.
As it should be.
Exactly.
Well, I was talking to Ricky about this, and the owner has said that he will put up $500 for us if we can get a guest. Like an ex-Rangers
player. All right.
So, wait a minute. Well, Eddie, he'll pay you and I $500 if we get a guest?
No.
That's $250 a piece. That's good. Well, that's money.
Good money.
That's money right there. I'll take that. All right. So our guest that night will be my brother.
Okay.
Jeff Schmiedeberg. Mr.
Okay,
Point,
cool.
That'll be $500, please.
Nice.
Make the checks out to Jim and one check to Eddie. One check to the Geic Foundation and one check to the Schmiedeberg Corp.
Well, we're already in talk
for
the
human
real
fund?
Ex-Ranger. What?
No.
The human fund.
The human fund.
The
that's
human
right.
fund. That's
money
right.
for people.
Excellent.
Now, we're actually thinking about asking Jules Vellemure.
Oh, yeah.
What do you guys think about that? Would
that's
you guys,
cool.
guys be interested in seeing Jules Vellemure live and in person?
Sure.
I've seen him
before.
We can interview him.
We
have
talk
fun
about
with Jill.
Some horse racing.
There you go.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to – I keep forgetting to do this, but I am going to do this, I promise, within the next couple of days. I'm going to reach out to Adam and Russ and see if they want to come. Maybe they'll bring some books and sign some books. And we're gonna make a big to-do out of it. It's going to be a lot
nice.
Of fun.
Nice. Very nice.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Dave Carpa. I hated that guy. Carpa. Sorry. Dig Deep just brought – Dick Deep just brought one of my all-time hated Rangers up.
Appearing
yeah,
on
so,
Candace Osterlinch will be with us that evening.
It's funny, Eva. I was down at the Pebble, and I missed you. All your girls were down there. The whole
I missed you too. I know. I was running my church's festival on that weekend. I couldn't make it, but it was a great show. I did hear it.
But it was just like anytime you or your husband are not around when all these other people are around, I feel like I'm cheating on both you two.
Oh my goodness, you feel lost.
I mean, Ranger fan wise, you know, I feel like you guys should be there. You're friends.
Family?
You're a friend of them. You're like family. It's like Olive Garden. We treat you like family. We make
Did you
pay.
Feel naked?
If no, I felt
they
naked,
were undressing you with their eyes.
Well, I gotta tell you, that's a crazy crew you got. I'll tell you that much. Those chicks are wild.
Yeah, they are wild.
I referred to it on Facebook today as the Lamba Entourage.
Oh boy. Hey, listen, we're going to the mausoleum on the 11th. I got those tickets, Eddie.
Columbus Day.
Columbus Day.
The Islanders are going to try and discover some fans.
Yeah, I know. We're burning some hats in the parking lot.
Islanders suck!
Oh, my God.
It's ironic that you're going to that game on Columbus Day because the Islanders will probably have about 1,490 fans there.
I know. It's an afternoon game. It's the day before my birthday, so all crazy people are going to be over there.
The day before your 23rd birthday.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Yes. 23rd.
Why, Philly's at the L'Entourage.
The L'Entourage.
It's crazy. Oh, man. Those are the Ranger gal pals.
I was going to refer to it on Facebook as Jackie's Posse, but I was afraid to do that. Because I know where this group would go.
Oh, no. No, we're good. We're all right. You're in Phoenix. We can't touch you.
No, I meant with the comments. Come on, stay with work with me here, Eva.
I'm tired, my friend. I'm sorry. And I have a cold.
All right.
So Eva, I just wanted to ask you now, have you been even you've been watching the games, right?
Oh yeah.
Are any of the new Rangers that have you fallen in love with or you like from what you see?
I like Semenov. They went and they got rid of him. What the hell are they doing?
He stinks.
He didn't stink.
He stinks.
Well, we're watching the same game.
It's time to move forward. We gotta We gotta get rid of these old big.
Okay, so they got rid of those other guys. They got rid of red, and everybody's happy about that?
It's a brand new day.
I know.
It's all about the kids.
Okay.
It's all about the kids, Eva.
I know
right,
it
get
is.
Get some sleep and feel better.
Ah, thanks. All right.
Feel better.
Thank
all right,
you.
Eva. We
all
love
right, guys.
You.
We'll all right,
you
have
later.
A good night.
You
so
too.
Long.
Bye.
Bye.
The one and only Eva. All right. You ready for more calls?
Bring them on.
Or do you want
to
interject?
We haven't gotten to the forward yet.
Yeah, we haven't. All right. I is 201-248. Is this Newman?
Jim.
Newman.
How are you guys?
We're doing well. How are you,
How
Newman?
Are you?
I have fun. I have fun. How are you?
Good. How come you're not in the chat room tonight?
I just dropped off the girlfriend at the house.
Oh. Uh-oh. The lovely Miss Stacy Kett.
That's correct. We went out for dinner, my friends.
Nice. Sizzler?
Thank you. Sizzler. No, Sonic, thank you.
Sonic. Cheaper.
Pretty
nice.
Good. Sonic's
spare
pretty
no,
good.
Spare, we no ex- spare no expense for that girl, I'll tell you. Did you let her upsize?
Jim, that's dessert, buddy. We went to CPK for dinner.
California,
I hate that place.
California Pizza Kitchen?
Yeah, it's okay.
That's all right.
It's so expensive for the what you get.
But wait a minute. It why would somebody who lives in New Jersey go to California Pizza Kitchen?
Because it's in the mall, Garden State
but
Plaza.
But you must have 1,000 pizza places, at least 1,000, that have better pizza than that place does. I can understand if you live in Colorado and you go to California Pizza Kitchen.
Right. No, we do have better pizza. And let me tell you, I take her to a place every Tuesday. They're closed today for some godforsaken reason. They closed today, Jim. Don't ask me why.
Okay.
But,
all right. You took her to CPK. You dropped her off. All right. What else?
I don't know if she touched on this or not. I'm trying to promote the show on the 26th of November. I reached out to a beat writer for the New York Rangers today.
Which one?
Brooks.
Larry Brooks? Oh,
Mr.
yeah?
Brooks. Yes. Larry Brooks.
Not Foster Brooks.
No, Larry Brooks from the from the Post.
Nice.
Yes, I actually said to him.
He won't.
What? No, he won't. He's going to be traveling with the team. But I did tell him to, if he could, to send somebody down to Hackensack on that day.
Sure.
Take some pictures and whatnot.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's correct.
I got to say, John Newman, you are one of the biggest promoters of this show, and for that I salute you, my friend.
That's right.
Thank you. You should have saw me on Saturday, Eddie. You should have saw me on Saturday.
Well, I was at the
I was schmoozing and hobnobbing at the hockey race show in New Rochelle.
I was at the Rock.
I know you were. I was at New Rochelle and hobnobbing with the Ranger alumni.
I saw your picture with Brian Leach. How was that?
Oh, it was great. It was great.
Yeah.
Great.
Now,
excellent.
did you have to pay for each individual autograph? What was that? What was that all about?
Yeah, you had to pay for each individual autograph.
How much was a Brian Leach autograph?
$85.
Holy shit! How much? Who else was there? Messier was there, right?
Messier, Leach, Graves, Richter, Brett Hall, Mario Lemieux, Gordie Howe. Harry Howell.
Okay, wait. Slow down. How much was a Mark Messier autograph?
Two and a quarter.
200, yeah.
What?
Two and a quarter.
Hey.
How much was Gordie Howe?
Gordie Howe was $225 also.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, were people paying it? Was there a long line of people paying?
I paid for Messier.
That's insane. You're insane, Newman.
Jim,
I love you. I love you, but you're insane.
Jim,
yes,
I also
sir.
Want to tell you, that's just for their autograph. If you want them to inscribe something like to John Newman, it's what, $50 extra, John, or something like that?
Well, let's put it this way. Messier did not do he didn't do inscriptions, but he was in such a good mood. I asked him if he can inscribe 94 Cup and HOF on the puck. He said, yeah, no problem. For free.
Of course he's in a good mood. You paid him $225 for his autograph.
He should have. He should have blew you.
Watch how goddamn chipper I am if you pay that for my autograph, John.
I know. $225, he should have blew you.
John, you pay me $200 for my autograph, I'll take you and Miss Katz to CPK. And extra topics for both of you.
Oh, please. Okay,
he's in a good mood. He should be in a good mood.
Yeah, I know.
He should be high-fiving everybody.
Why does he need the money? He should be doing, like, on the office, the skip around the room,
Okay.
That should... Jesus.
Okay, let's move on. And then they had Mario Lemieux there.
How much is he getting?
Take a guess.
300.
Correct.
All right. Now, here's my next question.
How much was in the description? Take a guess on that one.
No, at this point, 300, it's just, I can't even comprehend that. But was this for charity? Or was
supposedly
this
all the money that he made was going to charity, supposedly.
Was the event
Mario,
for charity?
For Mario, because he owns the team. Why should he be getting all this money? It was his own price. It wasn't a signer price. It was his own price that he told the signer he wanted, $300 per autograph.
But was this a charity event?
It was a Steiner event. Let's put it that way.
So no.
That's not it. No.
Wow. I wouldn't pay $300 if you revived two of the Beatles that were left and put all four of them in my living room, I wouldn't pay that money for their autograph. I wouldn't pay it for Springsteen. I wouldn't pay it for anybody. That is ridiculous.
He wanted a C note for his inscription.
And is it even a legible signature or is it a scribble?
It's a legible signature. You'd be surprised. He actually signed pretty nicely. A lot of Detroit Red Wings fans also there.
All right. Here it is, folks. Ready? Point and Still, Hackensack, New Jersey, November 26th. My autograph is $10, but I guarantee you can read every letter. And I'll inscribe whatever you want. I'll write you the preamble to the Declaration of Independence. The Constitution, whatever. You want the Bill of Rights, I'll write it on there. $10. No extra charge. How much extra was it if you wanted your picture taken with him? Did you have to pay extra for that?
No, you did not. You had to get an autograph with him. I mean, half the pictures that I got, I didn't pay for some of the autographs. Like Brett Hull, I didn't pay for his autograph. I still got a picture with him. Same with Paul Coffey, also got a picture with him. Chelio said no. Messier took that with. Gordie Howe wouldn't even do it.
Did you hit the number or something?
Huh?
Did you
very
hit the
wealthy,
number?
John. I'm a very wealthy young man.
You got that Seinfeld money, I guess.
No, I don't have Seinfeld money. It's called unemployment money.
Oh, nice. Putting it to good use. There's your tax dollars at work, New Jersey. Here's my next
New York.
All right, so you couldn't even get your picture taken with them unless you paid for the autograph. Do I have that right?
Correct. And Mario Lemieux had five people with him surrounding him at all times
to make sure nobody was taking his picture off the cuff, as it were.
Correct.
Unbelievable. I'll tell you a really quick funny story. My son, who's now 18, he's still a huge Batman fan, okay? When he was a little guy, he was 5 or 6, he was obsessed with all things Batman. Didn't matter if it was the original show, the new movies, whatever it was, if it had Batman on it, he loved it.
Right.
I took him to Shea Stadium on quote-unquote Bat Day, okay? They had the Batmobile there, and Adam West was there, okay? You know who Adam West is, right?
Of course, the original Batman.
Okay. So the sixth inning, I take my son down underneath Shea Stadium. We all get online for Adam West to get his autograph, right? My son's all excited about this. We get online, and the cops are announcing to people that he's charging $30 for his autograph, and everybody's just fuming about it, right?
Right.
We get up, and I didn't have $30 to get my son's autograph, and I wasn't paying it. So I said, well, I'll just get your picture taken with him, and then that'll be the end of it. Mm-hmm. We go up. My son says hello to him, tells him he's a big Batman fan, and I tell him, sorry, we can't get an autograph, but we'd just like to get a picture. He got so pissed at me because I wouldn't pay for an autograph, and then I couldn't even get him to look at the camera to take it. I still have the picture. He's looking in the opposite direction. He wouldn't look at the camera to take a picture
give me a break.
My son.
Give me a break.
So anyway, that's my very – I tried to make that as short as possible. I just refuse to pay for anybody's autograph.
That's bullshit. Pardon my French.
You know, there are some people into it. You know, listen, you know, I spend my money on cocaine and high-priced hookers, and some people pay them for my tickets.
But see, I can understand that.
Why? I'm married. I shouldn't be doing that.
No, you shouldn't, Eddie. You're going to get in trouble.
I know.
The Chicago women are very angry, and, you know, they're going to get after you.
That's right, Zach. Adam West is the mayor of Quahog. He built the Dignam statue.
That's correct.
All right, Newman. Anything else, buddy?
Just show. You know, it was great. They did a good job. Let me tell you. I hate to say this. Steiner Sports did a good job with this.
Well, hey, look. People are paying good money to get in there. I think you should. They should put on a good show.
That's good. Let me just ask you one quick question. Now that we got Wade Redden and Matt Zuccarello down in Hartford, what's the deal with Zuccarello's contract? Are we paying $3.5 million for 2 years, or is it down to $65,000?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know the answer.
I asked Larry Brooks. He said to me he thinks it's a two-way contract, but he wasn't sure.
Wow.
Larry Brooks said to me today he wasn't sure.
Well, you know what? DB Maven's on hold, so when we get him on the line, I will ask him.
Riccio says $65,000 as long as he's down in the minus.
Oh,
because I asked Larry Brooks that specifically. I said, we got $10 million set up in Hartford. Are the Rangers responsible for this? No, we're only responsible for Wade Redding, $6.5 million for 2 years, and Zuccarello's down $65,000.
To quote the great Joe Fortunato, Dolan's got that much in his couch cushions.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, John, we got to get some more calls. We got people
all right,
going up there in the chat room.
We love you. We'll talk to you later.
I
love you.
In about 5 minutes, buddy. Have a great night, guys. Great show.
Hey, all right.
On hold, please.
Thanks, John. Put you on hold? Yes. All right.
Yeah, please.
All right, Newman's on hold. All right, let's get another phone call. Let's go. DB Maven, welcome back to the program. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I just called in to gloat.
About Garnet X?
No, he embarrassed the living daylights out of me. He was beyond shit.
Wow, I can't believe you were haggling over the words to describe his play there.
Yeah, I'm mincing my words tonight.
Better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all.
Well, you know what? He would have been a good last year, but the way he played, it was like he really doesn't want to play anymore. But no, I just called to gloat about Redden. I mean, you know, being how I was hot on the trail of laying out the case to get rid of him, I just figured it was time to gloat a little bit.
You are vindicated.
Indeed. I was going to do some kind of a play on an old Southern preacher, but you surprised me when you put me on next.
Well, you've been on hold the longest, and I didn't want to.
Yeah, but I'm working.
your appearances have become few and far between in this show. You know, I gotta strike while the iron's hot. It's a busy man.
I feel like you take the off season off, and then once the season starts, then you roll into full gear. Is that what goes down?
That's probably pretty true. And I've just been really busy with work, so. But the season's shaping up. It's not looking too bad. They've got some choices to make on defense, and it's going to be interesting to watch. The good news is they got tons of cap room now that Wade Redden is gone, and it can't be bad. It can't be worse than it was.
Right.
Now, let me get your opinion on what we were talking about a few minutes ago as far as the defense goes. Do you want to see – you know, do you still want to see? You want to see Emiger make this team as a seventh defenseman, or are you fine going with all these kids like I am, and just dealing with the rookie mistakes? What's your thoughts?
I think that Emiger has not shown me anything so far. I know they signed him. I know that he's got the quote unquote the veteran experience. Blah blah barf. He hasn't shown anything whatsoever. Valentenko has shown while he needs to adjust to the speed of the NHL game, I mean, there have been times when he's been a little bit flat-footed. So he needs some time to adjust, and that will happen. And there's times when he looks very with it, and he certainly isn't afraid to lay a hit on anybody, and you know he's going to clear the crease. So Valentenko is looking pretty good to me. And don't forget, he's already a pro. He played a year in the KHL. Okay, all right, it's not the NHL, but he's effectively a pro already. He doesn't have to make the leap like a McDonough, but McDonough looks awful good too. I mean, I can't see them not keeping McDonough on the team. I mean, my seven at this point, I would go with all the youngsters. I would not, at this point, keep Emminger. I'm with you, Jim.
Yeah, my only concern, you know, as long as if they're going to keep seven and get rid of Emminger, as long as they are finding a way to maybe rotate them in and out, you know what I mean? So that Valentenko, you don't want him. I don't want to just see where they go 10 games or 15 games and he doesn't play.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if this is presuming that there's some intelligence behind the bench, maybe a stretch at times, but you would hope that you would play matchup based on who your opponent is, right? I mean, if you're playing the Flyers, you play Valentenko and sit Gilroy. Just a thought, you know?
Matchups. Wow.
Right.
There's a thought.
What a concept. Holy crap.
There you go thinking again.
Oh, damn, I got to stop that. I don't see the contest at defense as being all that interesting, because Emminger just doesn't really look that terrific to me. If you're doing it truly on merit, the way they've talked and the way they've – everybody keeps saying, I mean, Sullivan said it in interviews. I mean, Torts keeps saying it like a broken record. Sather keeps saying it. We're going to play the youngsters, young development, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, if they're really going to do that, then they need to keep these guys up. What's going to be more interesting to me is what happens at the forward positions, because there you've got a logjam.
And this brings me to my next topic. And I know I'm going to ruffle some feathers here with this. When did Brandon Prust become an automatic that he's got a job? I was very disappointed to see Dale Weiss get sent down. Dale Weiss did nothing but hit everything in his way, skate 100%, hitting all over the place, sticking up for teammates, and he got sent down in the first cut. Second cut. I think I don't understand that.
He was on this show.
Thing?
Who was better? Who was he better than?
I certainly would keep him better. Oh, Boyle got a goal. Brian Boyle deserves to be out of there. Todd White? What is Todd White doing that he gets all this playing time? I mean, I'm sure these are center icemen. This is why they're staying. No, I don't hate Brandon Prust, but I don't see why we had him for 20 games and all of a sudden he's an untouchable, that he's made the hockey team. I think Dale Weiss brings more than Brandon Prust at this point. And if you're going to truly go youth, why don't you bring in Dale Weiss too?
Well, what's the difference in age between Prust and Weiss? I mean, Weiss is 22. He's still got time to develop, right? He's under contract for another year. He's certainly available to pull up from Hartford at a moment's notice. So there's really not a lot of downside to him going back to Hartford if you believe, and it would appear that they do, that Prust has equivalent or upside above Weiss. Now, whether that's true or not, you know, who knows? And certainly the opportunity is there, I would imagine, if Prust, you know, blows donkey balls, then they send him to Hartford and bring up Weiss.
But I don't know. It just seems like no one even discussed Prust maybe competing for a job. It's like he had a job. And to me, I see in the chat room, like, for the last 13 games, he played great. Yeah, well, so did Jody Shelley. Guess where he is? He's in Philly. I mean, you know, I just feel
Matt,
like...
you don't like Philly?
Well, Philly's a great city if you want to get shot. I like Dale Weiss. I felt like he and Ricky O will agree with me. We were at that Devil game, man. He was smashing people and hitting people. That's what I wanted to see. So you guys can laugh all you want about the Phillies and joke, but
look, I don't disagree with you. You know, Weiss.
I know what you're saying. Maybe I'm.
You know, he's.
Maybe I'm a.
He's got some upside, but the bottom line. Yeah, no, he's. But he's still got. He's still on his entry-level contract. You know, he's still on a two-way contract, and they can afford to keep him down for another year. And again, you need a couple, besides Wave Dredden, of experienced players down there that can help bring the youngsters that are still down there along. Oh, by the way, if you think about it, if Stepan goes back to the AHL, now I'm not saying he's going to, but if he does, then you're going to want a Dale Weiss there looking out for Stepan's back.
That's a good point.
You don't want some clown running
for
the
Stepan. Never mind. I was going to make a point that's moot. Sorry.
Oh, what? You're going to talk about Bobby Sanguinetti and his upside?
I actually forgot that another guy that was sent down to Hartford isn't there anymore.
Oh. It's just, I don't know. Maybe I felt cheated out of I guess I'm just a big Dale Weiss supporter. And I just saw, and he can actually put the puck in the net. He's developed a little bit of skill of getting his pucks in the net. I really liked him on that fourth line. I know Brian Boyle has gotten some figure skated to get his skating improved, and he got a goal. And but I can't stand Moreno Boyle. I need him gone. I 6'7" and nothing. Nothing.
Give it a chance.
So, there you go. That's my mantra for this year. Give it a chance.
Give it a chance. That's all you can do.
Give Rodney a chance.
That's bottom line.
All right.
Give Rodney a chance.
You have to look at it, and I mean, after the games that Fedotenko has had, he's essentially a lock. And you may love it, you may hate it. Well, you may love it, you may hate it. You may say, rather keep a kid. The bottom line is, you know, Torts knows him just like he knows Prosper. He's one with him. The guy plays better under that kind of a system. He's a lock.
He's a definitive lock, and he's earned it. He's another guy I've seen him get in the faces of people when things happen. He's smart. I know he was a minus 14 or whatever he was last year, but frankly, their garbage is better than anything we got as far as role players go, Pittsburgh. So, guys won two cups. I think he's a lock. He's here. If you don't like it, well, I'm sorry, but I think he's a lock.
I don't see any way around it. You know, the rest of what happens there on the forwards is going to be really interesting to watch. But, I can't see him not being there.
Now, you want to talk about some of these other guys. What do you think Kennedy fits in all this?
You know, it's funny. The kid definitely brings... to bring some upside, but I just don't know. You know, I can see him making the team, but the lines are going to be weird.
But they're going to be juggled anyway.
Well, that's true. Wait. Oh, wait. That's right. Lines? What's a line? You got to have other calls. Take somebody else and put me on hold.
You want to be on hold? All right. All right. Thanks, DB.
No
Take
problem,
care,
boys.
Abby.
Talk to you
See
later.
You, brother.
The great DB Maven. All right. Ricky, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Doing good.
Rick. How are you?
I'm doing good. I cut out of the double game after the first period, so I didn't miss the show.
Nice. Ricky, you did a great job with Eddie on Saturday night. I really appreciate it. You guys were fantastic down there.
We had a ball, right, Ed?
Oh, yeah.
I got to post the pictures of me and the Indian World Trade Center and people over there. We were going to beat them up in the hallways, but We thought we had a couple Al Qaeda guys there, but Eddie told me not to beat them up.
And he got a photo op with him. That was pretty funny.
Nice.
We took a picture in case the Homeland Security wants to be with them.
So now, Ricky, were you upset that Dale Weiss got sent down?
Yeah, I was very upset, and I was listening to you a couple seconds ago, and you know what bothers me with Tortorella is, and again, I'm going to be positive this year. I'm not going to jump on the guy. I'm going to try to have some positive karma until he gives me a reason to want to kill him. The kids were promised a shot in the offseason. Dale Weiss, Dane Byers, these guys were given a shot. Now, I'm going to go on a Byers rant in a second, but Dale Weiss hit every single thing in sight on Sunday night at the Pebble.
That's right.
He played a fantastic game. He back-checked. He forechecked. He played a puck pursuit game. He went up and down his wing, and he hit everything that moved, and he did it in a clean fashion. He didn't take any penalties. And he had a couple scoring chances, and he was sent down for it. Why Ruslan Fedotenko is still with this team. So Byers gets demoted. And let me tell you, son, people don't like Byers. I like Byers. I don't think he deserves to steal a job right now. He didn't come out and dominate preseason, but he showed up in fantastic shape. He gets one game, and he has to spend his game. You know, he took a beating. I'm not going to come out here being ignorant, but he took a beating from Clarkson. But the reason he had to take a beating was because of the fact that, you know, Clarkson was ragdolling Avery for about 45 minutes that night, and finally somebody jumped in to do something about it, which is a whole other story. And Eddie and I had a little disagreement at the game about, you know, what Avery's role is with the team so far, you know, and was that a smart move or not. But we Spires, I don't like the fact that these guys aren't still here. What are they going to benefit from getting another extra week with a Hartford camp instead of being up here? These are the first two call-ups, obviously, if anything goes wrong. Glychev, as I call him, because he doesn't skate. The guy glides all over the place. He's not ready. He's not going to be called
up. You better watch it.
Well, Leslie's going to get mad. You know, Leslie's going to get upset because he's the greatest prospect since Gordie Howe in her eyes.
No. She likes to stride.
She said that we lack a first-line center because the kid went to Detroit and played a Stanley Cup contending team, and he didn't look dominant. You know, it's like, give these kids a chance, you know, but it's like they're giving the wrong kid gloves, and the other guys don't get a fair shot. If I was Dale Weiss, I wouldn't want to be in the organization right now, to be honest with you. I'm surprised Byers didn't get claimed by somebody like the Islanders, somebody like that, who could use a third- or fourth-line guy. We're not talking about a 10-goal scorer. We're talking about a 25-goal scorer in the AHL last year who was a captain of the Wolfpack, scored 25, put up over, I think, 150 penalty minutes, if I'm not wrong, and is a great locker room guy. And these are the guys that aren't getting fair shots because of Ruslan Fedotenko and stuff like this, and that kind of bothers me.
We discussed it previously, Cole. You know Ruslan's got the inside track with Tortorella. He's got two cups. He's a proven NHL player coming off a bad year. So
a bad year playing with Sidney Crosby.
Well, I mean, that happens once a millennium. I agree with you. Listen, I know you're a big Prus guy, but I really was disappointed to see Dale Weiss. You know, if they would have sent Kennedy down as well and kept Weiss up, I would have been just as happy. I mean,
right.
Me
and you both commented Sunday that Dick Kennedy had a great game.
Yeah, he's good with shows flashes, you know. So I'm all for.
I want to see Emmerger gone. I'm glad Exelby's gone. I'm glad the big Russian Lurch is gone. I want to see the kids play. I don't have a problem finishing 13th if in 2 years from now we have a chance to win the conference because we let the kids develop. But it's just a frustrating thing because they give you one and they pull one away from you. And Dale Weiss is a kid that should be playing the last three exhibition games and getting a real long look. It reminds me of Chinesky a couple of years ago when he was the best player in camp and Brent freaking Fedek made the team and he goes down the first game, he got in a fight, he blew his knee out and never played hockey again. And we lost a prospect that could have been a really good power forward because Schmuckler wanted to give a 38-year-old guy one more shot at the NHL because he deserves that look. And sometimes, you know what? You're 38 years old and you don't have a job because you don't deserve to have a job in the NHL.
I swear Frosty is acting like Mandar tonight. He's saying Weiss was always out of position. And
out of position?
Like,
he was up and down his wing. What position
yeah,
was he out of?
Then he said,
I think
he'll
Mandar,
learn.
I think Mandar stole his computer. That's it. That's all it comes down to.
And then Frosty said, I like Emminger. What could you like? He hasn't played. He's barely played. So
I don't know.
Now, Ricky, I got to get on you, though. We're good friends, and come on. You were getting on Henrik Lundqvist. You said he was the reason they were losing that game.
Anybody who says the goaltending's been up to par in the preseason is crazy and is a homer more than Stan Fischler. That guy
leave me out of this.
Three horrible goals in his first game there. And where were the goals, Eddie?
I know. Well, they were glove side.
Glove side high.
Up top.
Okay. Every shot they took at him was glove side high that night. And you know what? It's around the league. And until he improves himself, we're not going to go anywhere. Listen, he's our best. Well, our second-best player, because I think Gabrick's our best player. He's our second-best player. He has to play up to par. He can't have off nights if we have any chance of being a 500 or better team.
It was the first preseason game. You can't wait to get on him so you can rattle the cages of those people on the HF board who are in love with him. Or
absolutely.
We're all in love with him.
I'm not denying it. And wait till you see the new jersey I ordered.
What do you got?
It's number 30, and it says weak gloves hand on the back.
Oh,
my God. All right.
But, hey, I'll tell you, you know what the funny thing is that I talk, you know, I'm not going to say names, but I talked to a couple players after that fiasco Sunday with Avery and a bunch of guys, and you know who I'm talking about, Eddie, and I'm going to just ask not, you don't say names. But, my God, is he in the devil's head? And let me tell you something. During the game, I was arguing with you about, I think he's wrong. I think he should have dropped his gloves. I think it was count. But let me tell you, I'm going to eat crow and tell you I'm 1,000% wrong because he's in their heads in the first week of preseason worse than I've ever heard anybody in the world be in another player's head. They want to kill him. If there was a chance of them going in his bar in New York City and blowing him away like in the scene in Goodfellas, they locked the door and beat him to death and stick pens through his throat, they would do that because they are so upset and so – I asked the question about Bugard, and they told me they wouldn't go near Bugard if you paid him because they wanted to be on the ice because they were praying that Bugard took a penalty so they can get Avery, and they were going to jump and beat his ass if they had the chance to do it.
I mean, I'm telling you, Avery is in their heads, and that's what we need. We need that. Especially against the Devil Dogs. Against everybody. Avery looked perfect. Let's hope that we get him for, you know, as advertised as he was in the preseason. And I was telling him earlier, before you came on, Ricky, about how LeBlanc just would not go with Bugard.
Oh,
he
would
have
no
part.
Eddie, you were there with me. There was a situation, and I don't know if you saw it on TV, but Bugard punched him in his face 3 times with a right hand in front of the net. He blasted him, skated backwards, and invited LeBron to fight him. He would not go near Bugard. And then there was another thing that took place, Ed, and you were with me. Of course, you saw it. He grabbed Clarkson by the throat. And Clarkson's a friend of mine, guys. Like, I talk to David Clarkson every day, so I'm not coming out of my ass here and saying something about a guy I don't like. He grabbed David Clarkson by his throat, like a professional wrestler would pick somebody up for a choke slam. He wrapped his gloved hand around Clarkson's throat and punched him in the face in front of the bench, and Clarkson was yelling, no way, no way, no way, and skating away from him. Anybody who thinks that this guy is not an intimidator, all they had to do was watch the last 2 games and watch a bunch of tough guys crap their hockey pants and not go near him. And that's how bad the Devils were afraid of Derek Bugard.
Yeah, I agree. I'm starting to come around to that way of thinking that, especially when you see this guy up close, you're like, he's a freak. It's like, why
he's
would
twice
you ever
as wide as anybody
him?
On the ice.
He looks like he's playing with a bunch of kids out there half the time. And he looked, now, I just don't want it, and I said this at the game, I don't want to start hearing what I heard about the Joey Koser as a Ranger. Oh, nobody would fight him. Nobody will fight him. there's times where you got to take matters into your own hands. Just grab a dead tough guy and just beat the crap out of him. Just start punching, ask questions later. Just to get that rep, just to get these fighters looking at the video and saying, holy cow, this guy is it's devastating. If they don't know it already, and they'll know if he's out there and you take a liberty with one of our guys, he's coming out the next shift and he's going to destroy somebody and get somebody hurt on your team.
Hey, what did I say to you at the game, too? What did I say to you about Tortorella?
He used him perfectly, you said. You said he handled Bouchard perfectly, which hearing you lauding John Tortorella is quite a rarity.
Jimmy, there was a situation the next shift when Clarkson got out of the penalty box, and Clarkson was, abusing Avery. And the next shift, he pulled off one of the Rangers at the faceoff and put Bouchard next to Clarkson. And Clarkson didn't go within 20 feet of Avery on that shift.
Hmm.
So to me, that was impressive because Tortorella went from, to me, he proved a point with that shift. He said, I have a gun, and I'm going to keep it loaded. And that was something that Rennie didn't do. And that was something that the Rangers haven't done in years. The Rangers were active instead of reactive, and that was nice to see. Even though it was just preseason, if Avery's going to play like that, and having Derek Bouchard in the lineup compared to Brandon Prus or Jody Shelley is a big difference. Because let me tell you something, if Avery's going to walk around like the big guy in the hen house, we're going to have a better season than we've had in a couple of years, because that guy gets under people's skin, and we're going to draw penalties, and he's going to score some goals himself because we have this confidence. Avery's going to pop 20 goals in, and we're going to be a better team for it.
20 goals? Whoa!
That's double what he had last year.
I won't go high as 20, but I'll tell you, he's going to score. If hopefully, again, I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. It's preseason. I'm not getting too crazy, but you're right. What we saw there was exactly like you put it, was not react. It was not reacting to something. It was just proactive. So, I just want Avery to do what he does. The goals are just a bonus.
Around the Rock tonight, Mouth, was I know you guys want to get on probably some other people, but real quick, one rumor going around with some scouts and some flyer people there was the Rangers are in the market. They're looking at the waiver wire, and they're looking for some cheap veteran defensemen is what I was told tonight. They said that it's not going to be like a huge superstar, a number 3-4 guy, but they are looking for a 5-6 defenseman.
5-6? Oh, you mean a 5'5" or 6? Could be. Could happen.
All right,
we're
not
looking to bring Kurt Giles back.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Larry Melnick.
Hey, Larry Melnick was a good guy. Don't knock him. He beat Dave Brown, the only Ranger to ever do that.
All right, Rick. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
All right, guys. I'll see everybody on the first. Is anybody going to the Ranger game? I'll be there. Mal, I think. Are you coming?
I'm 50-50 yet. I'll send you a message tomorrow.
You got it, guys. Have a great night.
All right, you too. Thanks, Rick.
Bye.
The great Ricky O. All right, let's bring Chris on. She has been waiting very patiently for a very long time. Chris, welcome to the program. How are you tonight?
Good. No, I'm not good. I have a fever. Anyway. Patience is my middle name. I just want to redeem myself from last time. I had no idea what you were saying because it was too loud. Then I re-listened to the broadcast and said, have you been drinking? No, I don't really drink. I don't really need to drink. That's crazy. I wanted to say about this fall jersey that I won. I wore that to hockey the next day. I play hockey. And the coach, he tapped me. He goes, look who's watching you. Look who's watching you over there. And it was Jamie Leggenbrunner. He was in the ice, and then we
really?
Were watching. Yeah.
Wow.
He was giving me this evil eye. He was giving me, I was like, oh, shit. Yep. His son plays there. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, his son plays at the – so he must be young because it was the little kids in the other rink. So, yeah, he came in there. He was watching. And my coach was like, look, he's getting a dirty eye. Look. So I waved. I was like about to wave hi to him.
Why didn't you high stick him in the face?
Oh no, I did that to the people with the Devils jerseys on though. I do. I tripped him with my stick, crashed him into the boards. I just started playing in March, but I just use that as an excuse. I don't know what I'm doing, but I do. I trip him and everything. One time I tripped this guy with the jersey on his side. I was like, compliments to Sean Avery.
Now,
anyway, talking about Sean Avery,
have...
I was, what? Did you ask
No, go ahead. No, go ahead. Tell us what Sean Avery.
No, you asked your question first. You started. Go ahead.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, you were at the game when all that ruckus broke out between Avery and Clarkson. Well, did the Devil fans get crazy and start calling?
Oh, I'm going to tell you about those Devils. I was in section 232. Oh, can I curse on here? I hated it.
Yeah.
I wanted to turn around and just punch the shit out of those girls and everybody because they were just the worst. I was like, why am I sitting here? I was like, they kept on using the word vagina. They kept on calling him a vagina. They used the word vagina and suck, like, the whole night. I turned around and I was like, you guys better ask for a dictionary for Christmas because you need to increase your vocabulary skills. It was just, like, horrible. Like, I asked to be removed from there because I really don't want to be, a teacher arrested for beating the shit out of a fucking Devils fan. I do not want that to be headlines.
Oh!
That won't be a good role model. But anyways, yeah, they were the worst. I removed myself from there because they just were really, they were just calling Avery everything. I mean, the hatred towards Avery, it's invincible. It's really crazy. I just wanted to stick up, but I was trying to ignore them, to be the better person, but I just had to say that to them. And I was like, you know what, let me just remove myself from it. So the third period, I went down and stood near section 10 and watched the rest of the game. And now I wish I was there because, one, I wanted to be up there and be like, ha, in your face. Screw you. But,
I know.
So I have both my brothers are Devils fans. So,
my condolences.
Yeah. They're,
you need better brothers.
Bad, but you know what they do? The one, technically, we lose. I never text them when we win because I'm not like that. I'm not going to gloat. You know what I mean? But
right.
I always win against,
Me and Ricky did.
I'm just opposite of they do. You know what I mean? One's a Giants fan and one's a Jets fan, so I pick the 49ers. You know, they're Devils. I pick the Rangers. You know, one has the Mets, I'm a Yankees. You know what I mean? I'm not a follower. I'm a leader. I pick my own teams.
You march to the beat of your own drum.
That's right.
I like it.
That's right.
Anyways,
did you know that Jordan Parise was at our camp and he's going to be on the Hartford? Did you know that as a goalie?
Yes.
Yeah, Parise's brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
Yeah, because we
always get the bad brother.
Yeah, we get the bad ones.
Federoff,
my favorite one.
We love I know you love that one.
And we got the James Patrick and Steve Patrick and Marcel Hossa. We had.
Yeah, we get the V-Jacks.
Yeah.
Kristen, the bad teams of the family.
Kristen, who is that girl that?
My cousin?
Joan,
that's my cousin.
Your cousin. Let me tell you.
That's my first cousin.
I don't know.
Gail.
Gail is her name? I got to tell you, man.
Her
name's
Gail. She said that she's about wearing underwear because she wasn't wearing it. They had to cover her shirt. Use her shirt. I was like, oh, my God.
I couldn't believe she had a Ranger tattoo on her thigh.
She had it for a while.
That's pretty cool. I gotta tell you.
Yeah, she has no shame. She'll show that. She'll
Chris,
show
make
that
sure
off.
You make sure you bring her to Hackensack on the 26th of November. That's all
I
got to say.
I will.
That. All right.
If she's not working that day, what was I gonna say? Jesus. About Avery. I want to go back to Avery when Fischler was interviewing Kovalchuk. Did you see that? And Kobe, why do you let Avery bother you? And he's like, I don't know. Why do you let, and he kept on asking why he was bothering him. He's like, I don't know. He's like, well, why don't you just ignore him? He's like, yeah, I will ignore him next time. Did you see that interview?
No, I didn't.
No, I
yeah,
heard
he
about
asking
it, though.
Yeah, it was so funny. It was hysterical. I was like, he did his job. He got in their heads, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I think Avery, I think he did his job. He didn't drop his gloves first. And you know, the person who drops their gloves first, they're going to get the penalty. So I think he did a great job that night. He really got into the heads, and that's what hockey is about, getting into people's heads. All sports are about that, you know what I mean? You just got to get into your heads and know how to bother them. So I think he did a good job. And Henrik, you know, leave him alone. You know, he's a great goalie. Yeah, he let those soft goals in, but so did Chad Johnson, that one goal that went by him. You know what I mean? And that one goal that went and Henrik and the other guy, he went in the net. But, you know, he's just warming up, you know what I mean? He's gonna get his play. Like this, it's preseason. He's warming up, you know. And he even said he gets nervous sometimes when he goes out there. So I don't. I'm even better with my king. I love him. even my students are like, he's at all my classroom. Everything Rangers theme, my whole class. So.
Oh really?
My whole class. So I have a whole Rangers theme. I dressed up my kids in all my Rangers gear and my hockey gear and put the Rangers uniforms. And they're on the ice, and if they misbehave, I put them in the penalty box. So,
nice.
Yep, there's a whole Rangers theme in my class. Do everything Rangers in there. I even give them extra credit if they watch the game and write a paragraph or two about the game. So I'm raising new research
fans. She's breeding a whole generation of new listeners.
Right.
She is our true role model.
That's right.
That's right. I am.
All right, Chris. Well, we thank you for calling in and feel better. I hope that fever goes down.
Me
too.
And we hope you'll call in
again. I'm going to work tomorrow. If they give it to me, I give it back.
All right. Hopefully, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good night. Bye.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, I love it. We're starting to get more and more females involved.
Yeah, it's always good.
All right, well, as usual, they are clamoring for the roll call. Are you ready for it? Or we have, yeah.
This is Jim Cerny. No.
Let me check my laptop and see who's in the chat.
Let me check my laptop. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Remote.
It's Mr. Mouth, the new game from Tomy that can't keep his big mouth shut.
Mr. Mouth.
Try to flip your chips into his mouth before he closes it.
Mr. Mouth.
First one out of chips is the winner.
Mr. Mouth.
I'll just give him my hippo hurricane collar.
He's a native New Yorker. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ranger Roll Call for today, Tuesday, September, blah, 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 blah. And now let's start it off from the top of the list with the A. Adam from Chicago, 1-12. We have a 10-11 in progress. Da-da-da-da-da! 1-12 from Chicago. How about them Bears? The Bears. Adam from Chicago, thank you for joining this crazy program once again. And now, we move down to Avery Rules, and oh, did he rule down at the Pebble, down at the Crack Rock, or whatever they call that dump. Well, actually, it's a nice place, but the surrounding area, it looks like Normandy after the invasion. Avery, you rule, and so do you, Claude. And I can't wait to hear your Frolov. We already mentioned Frolov doing very, very well so far as a Ranger. Then B-23 Blue Pain. You know.
My man. He was here. I forgot to tell you. He was just out here last week. I got to go out and see him. He was with his friend's house for the wedding. And it was nice. I got to go out and hang out with him for a couple hours and have a couple of beers.
Nice. I know you guys like to drink beers. And
that we do. That we do.
Yeah, you guys are real a bunch of Mama Lukes, actually. that's ridiculous. No, you're actually too big. You're two good guys, and I've shared beers, and I've shared... I shared bad coffee with you guys. And now, Callie Owens, 24.
Ryan Callahan! Love you, Ryan Callahan. You're a true warrior, and yes, you do own. However, I take 30 less hits this year for 10 more goals. How about we make that deal, Cali? Because I really think you got to get over that. You got to get into that 25-goal mark. You need to score more, but I love you. He's one Ranger we can count on every night that brings it 110%. And then there's City Hockey Fever. You got me fever. When I kiss you, I never kissed City Hockey Fever. I never kissed you, Jeff, but I'm going to tell you one thing. You're one hell of a person to come in here and deal with this nonsense on Blue Shirt Fan Radio every week. Actually, maybe we can do like an Italian type of European kiss thing where we kiss on each other's cheek. You know, I hate that. You get like the Italian relatives and all of a sudden they want to kiss you on the cheek. And that reminds me, Costa has a crazy Greek kiss. We'll talk about later. Coochie Wally! That's our friend Christopher, who Chris had the best day of his life Saturday. He got a Callahan USA jersey. He got tickets to the Ranger Devils game. And there was one other thing I think happened. Oh, yeah, he met me. That's what went. It was a great day for him on Saturday. Coast of the crazy Greek. Let me tell you, this man is, oh, he's 200 pounds plus of twisted steel and sex appeal. He makes all the ladies swoon around him. And I just could hear him as Redden was being waved. Go down to Hartford. Count your millions, Wade. Count your millions, Wade. And him doing his little hand motion, he does that. And D.B. Maven, the voice of reason, he is now in mourning that Garnet X will be his guy he's been promoting for about the last year, turned out to be a complete dud. But it happens. I once got behind Gordy Walker, who was a Ranger who never developed into anything and was pissed that he got shipped off to Los Angeles, where he probably ended his season, ended his career. So, listen, we can't always have, there can't always be gems, as my friend John tells me. And dig deep. I like it. I like that name. It's got alliteration. It's dig deep in your heart and soul and come out with something good for a change, God damn it. We've got to dig deep, Ranger fans, and be positive. And I like the way Dig Deep thinks. He likes these tough and tumble athletes, skaters, players, Rangers. He likes those tough guys, and I'm down with that. Dougie E. Fresh, one. Dougie Fresh, I like you. Because you got Doug and then you got E, which means Dougie. And Dougie, welcome to the program. And then Duke Gnar. Now, I don't know what Duke Gnar means. Maybe one day I will. Maybe it's some reference to Duke Nukem, Duke Gnar Barkley. Maybe
Duke,
somebody can
Duke,
fool me.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Oh, my God. Did somebody put your balls in a vise? What the hell happened there?
I was doing doo-wop.
Oh, okay. All right. Then you got Frosty, who obviously wasn't watching Dale Weiss too closely because Dale Weiss looked good. Frosty, I think senility is finally settling in, Tony. And then we got Grotchev. Oh, woe is me, Grotchev. Woe is me. I was pulling for the Russian riflemen.
Say hello to Wade for us.
What? What's going on? Oh, Grotchev, listen, he didn't look like he wanted any. He didn't have no urgency to be with the big club, and that worries me because he's talented. I don't care what else these other jabronis say. Then we got one guest. Wow. Man, they must be cutting
good
down
evening,
on the late. Yeah, good evening, Glenn. Henrik Ten, who was Kristen, who we heard either earlier, actually. Henrik Ten, we love having you. We love hearing your take. I love that you're dressed in that Ranger classroom and Ranger paraphernalia and getting the whole theme going. You're a passionate fan. Keep it that way because, let's face it, we're all passionate. We're all Ranger fans. I think both those things go hand in hand. Irish Puck 93. Hey, then look at the Irish. Irish Spring. I like it too. 1993. Where was I in 1993? Probably letting someone out of their jail cell. But that's a story for another time. And then Yacht 68. The beautiful, the voluptuous Eva. A New York Ranger fan seductress married to Claude.
Wow.
A man of the nighttime. a man for the right time. That's right. And then Jay and the Dead me and him just trading quips in a chat room back and forth. Jay and the Dead, who actually got to hear my real voice Friday and was calling me Edward. And then Joe Ryder, nobody like last Joe Ryder. Joe Ryder is going to the game Friday, Rangers versus Ottawa. You know how I know that? I saw it on BlueShirtBanner.com, where you should all race to tomorrow to see some more predictions for the Rangers' upcoming season. Joe Ryder, a devout BlueShirtBanner.com reader. And then we have John Newman, who spent half a grand on autographs from other humans. All on account from the New Jersey unemployment services or something.
Yeah,
but hey,
so let that be a lesson out there to you kids. Don't go to school. Don't work hard. Get on unemployment and get your autographs.
I agree. Spend it, Johnny. I had it, and I came, and I got rid of it just as fast.
That's
Kovalev,
right.
A mere bag of shells. Kovalev, peanuts. Kovalev. Now, again, Rosen always says Kovalev. Everybody in the world knows it's Kovalev, 87. You know it's Kovalev. But Sam Rosen's got to call him Kovalev just to annoy me. And then Mike Zippo. My God. Hail the Chief. He's here. Please. Golf claps, everyone. The organizer of the Fire Glen City Rally. God, I love this guy. He's proactive. We're all sitting on our butts doing internet radio shows, and Mike Zippo's out there getting permits to get rid of Glenn Sather. I love it. So listen to that, Ranger Management. Listen to that. Guest 2805, Glenn Sather. It's Zippo's fault. We have nothing to do with it. And then Phoenix Rangers join us. Thank God. I know Phoenix has had trouble joining us in the past. Phoenix Ranger, I'm glad to see you. In the chat room, always a pleasure. Quick release. Our resident chef and saucier. Quick release. I may have a quick release later tonight as I've downloaded some. Oh, don't go there. And then Rangers Dude 35, Zach, who came up with a brilliant plan to tailgate. Of the Islander game on Columbus Day, and when we're tailgating, we should cook fish sticks on the grill. I think that's a good idea. So Zach is always one step ahead of everybody. And then we have Rock 1193, who filled my seat, so to speak, last week. And it's a large seat indeed. Rock was on the Saturday broadcast. Rock always adding the great insight to the program. And Stan from Bayside. Stan, I'm not going to say anything off the cuff or anything a bit remotely weird about you. I'm just going to say your name is Stan, you're from Bayside, and you are a great Ranger fan. Walker, New York Ranger, another great guy, now Walker, New York Ranger's from Utah, I believe, Salt Lake City, Utah. What kind of weather are they having out there in Salt Lake City? What do I care? I feel like my grandmother when she calls up, and she says, how's the weather out there, sonny?
Is it hot?
Is it hot? I'm like,
oh, God, how hot is it?
Yeah.
I can't take it.
Check the weather channel, Graham. That's what I feel like saying. And then Wazili, the great Wazili. Oh, my God. I feel like I'm one of the first listeners to my ridiculous voice was Wazili. He's even helped me in the graphics department. Wazili. My hat's off to you. My Ranger cap off to you. You are indeed a true Ranger soldier. And this wraps up the roll call for September. Our special Tuesday edition show. Now back to Jim Schmiedeberg.
Woo-hoo! 10 minutes to go. If you guys want to call in, 646-478-4692, if you want to get the last word on tonight's show. And, you know, there's a couple of people that frequent this chat room every week that never call in. And, you know, it'd be nice to hear from a couple of them. Like Frosty.
Are you calling them out?
You know, some of them, they just like to hang out in the chat room. By the way, before I forget this, you know, we were talking about Strike being out. Did you know that the ugliest man in hockey is also out?
Yes, I mentioned that.
Did
Kyle Okposo?
Did I completely miss you saying that? What was I doing?
Yeah,
I was probably dicking around with the people in the chat room.
In the very beginning.
Okay. And they signed Mike Motto. Did you mention that?
Yeah. No, I didn't mention that.
Okay. All right. Well, at least I got that. I apologize. I must have been chatting in the chat room with somebody, and I missed you talking about Okposo, the ugliest man in hockey. So, yeah, he's out. They don't know how long. So the wheels are falling off out there speaking of Chinese fire drills.
Yeah. Okposo. I wanted to I had a couple things I had written down here that I wanted to discuss, and I think we got to all of them. And I wanted to there certainly was a big outcry about Zuccarello getting sent down. A lot of Ranger fans had him pegged. I mean, you know how we always make fun of how these people make lines like 4 months before the season?
Yeah.
But he was one of the guys that made everybody's lineup.
Yeah.
And people PO'd he didn't make it. And I think it's a shrewd move by the Rangers because he needs to get used to the rink. Even though he looked good, he's coming from that larger size rink, and he needs to work in space, learn to work in space more and get, you know, I thought it was a good move. But everybody
My only disappointment was that I thought he'd get a little longer look. Being that he was such an unknown quantity, I just thought he'd get a longer look. But whatever, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, but I think a lot of fans, especially the people who follow the younger guys, really were disappointed to see him stay up, especially over Kennedy, who didn't come to us with much hype and the Olympic cred and the Swedish Elite League cred that MZA had. But and I also wanted to talk just a little bit since we're running out of time here. What was it? Where are we here? Well, we haven't really praised Stepan. I mean, we've talked a little about it, but he's really looked good. Now, I'm just worried it's not going to last a long time because these guys, you can't expect so much from a guy that goes right from college, but he really looks to fit in really well. He's got a great head on his shoulders. He also is a guy that mixes it up. Like, I kind of pegged him as a guy who likes to pass a lot, but then he takes shots too. So I like that. It just seems to me that he's he's the real deal, so far. So my only concern, which I said at the top of the broadcast, is this Ken Jananda, guys. This guy, I'm worried. Leslie Treff, what she said got in my ear, in my head about the development of the New York Rangers as far as Hartford goes. I mean, how many guys has Hartford really turned out? So, I think it might be time for a change over there because, I mean, come on. He basically was grandfathered in because he left over from, eras gone by, so I don't know. Sather is trying to private chat me, by the way. So I don't know what's going on with that. But, I don't know. I think he's looked good, and I know kudos to him. And I think McDonough certainly to me looked better defensively than Gilroy did last year. But now let's face it, Gilroy was kind of learning a new position. And so Todd White, I don't know. I'm going through the forge here, Jim. What do you see Todd White as? I mean, they've used him a little bit on the penalty kill. Are they looking at him for his, I don't know. Todd White hasn't seemed to, I don't know. Well, what's your opinion on Brother Al?
Haven't really seen anything from him, to really form an opinion one way or the other. So, I don't know. Well, he's got 3 games left in the preseason, so we'll see what happens. We got a last phone call of the night. We'll take one more call. We got Zach on hold. Hello? Eddie, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
you. Oh, I said we have Zach on hold. You want to bring Zach on, finish the show?
Yeah, bring him on, sure.
All right. I'm sorry. I didn't know if you could hear. I was afraid, I have a tendency
to
leave
my permission.
Well, I was just...
I'm glad you did.
I have a tendency to mute my mic during the show if I'm talking to my daughter or my wife or something, and then, and then when I send something and you don't answer me, I'm like, oh, shit, am I muted? Zach, good evening. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. What's going on?
I got a lot to say because I've been listening to the show, and everybody's saying a lot of things. First off, with the funny stuff, Chinese fire drill is the New York Islanders. Always getting injured, always getting new players, and their owner is Chinese. There you go. Secondly, we will have plenty of fish sticks for the tailgating party, along with burgers and beers. But we got to figure out who's going to bring what. on a serious note, because you guys are talking about, you're breaking down all the players, the preseason. Yes, we're all happy Wade Wren's gone, but moving on. Jim, I know you like Gilroy. I agree with you. I like him, too. The only problem this past season was, for starters, he did not have a seventh defenseman to help him out. And secondly, he was usually paired with Redden, who was really terrible. So I want to see Gilroy stay with the team. I think he's going to have a much better second chance. Everybody's saying that he gained, 10, 20 pounds of muscle during the offseason. He's not going to have a stellar preseason, but I'm sure he's going to do well during the regular season, so long as we carry a seventh defenseman. And secondly, the preseason game in New Jersey, Michael Delzato did not have a great game. Yes, he got the game winner, but those first 2 goals were his fault. It was pretty apparent. I don't know who the other defenseman was with him for the second goal, but Delzato was clearly caught off guard.
We said it. He was terrible in the first period. He recovered, he recovered. And look, he's gonna have those nights. He's in his second year in the league. It's going to happen. So, just got to live with it. And I'd much rather live with him making mistakes than some of the other alternatives. And one of the alternatives is off to be a Connecticut Whale, so I'm fine with it. Bring it on. We'll take the good with the bad.
Okay. And everybody's always talking about Matt Zuccarello-Assen. Everybody's so sad to see him go. He's a good player, but he didn't do as well as we expected during preseason. I'm sure he'll get a chance during the year to come up if a player gets injured. But, I don't think he's ready for the NHL.
Well, Ranger fans have a tendency to get overhyped. And, I saw people penciling this guy in for 80 points and, 30 goals and 50 assists. It's a little unrealistic, I mean, we got to be... we got to try and temper our enthusiasm and let the guy get used to the game, and hopefully, he can learn a little bit more in the AHL, and maybe they'll call him up at midseason when they need somebody. We'll see.
I'm sure without a doubt, he'll be he'll be the top 5 players called up. He probably won't be the first one. Somebody's in front of him, but he's definitely going to get a shot with the Rangers during the season.
Yeah, we just got to temper our enthusiasm.
Yeah, well, you understand, Ranger fans, we all know this. They're all impatient. They see new young guy come in, they automatically say, let's have him in there. For once, the Rangers are actually doing something smart, and they're taking their time with player development. And, yes, Zuccarello is from the Swedish Elite League. He is already up there, but it's a different style of playing, so he's got to get used to it.
I agree. All right, guys, we've got about 30 seconds to go. We just want to thank you for listening and being with us tonight. We'll see you, I guess, next Wednesday night, I believe. I don't think the Rangers have a game. Eddie, always a pleasure, my friend. Zach, thank you for calling in.
All right, are we going to have a show next Saturday as well?
Probably not.
Well, Mike Hippo is going to be up with me. We want to call in.
Good night, everybody. Hold on. All right. We're done streaming. I just want to say good night. Zach, right. I am probably not going to see the season opener. I'm going to be in Houston for the Giants game that weekend, so I'm going to have to catch the game after I come home on DVR. So I don't think we're going to do a show that night.
All righty.
So.
Oh, well, it happens.
So, anyway, but listen, thanks for calling in, buddy, and we'll talk to you next week, all right?
Yeah, no problem. You guys take care.
All right, you too.
All right, take care, bro.
All right.
All right.
Later.
Jeez, that was fast 2 hours, wasn't it?
Yeah, it went pretty fast.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It's a good show, though. It was fun.
Yeah. I got winded during the Ranger roll call. It seemed like I had a lot of names.
Seems like it's getting longer every week. I guess that's a good thing, right? Might have to do it in two parts.
Yeah, really?
Do the,
every other show.
Do a roll call at 8:15 and then again at 9:15 or something.
I know. It's funny. It's good, though. It's always a good thing. Hearing all the – I like to hear the new voices. That's what I like.
Yeah, we had a couple of new listeners tonight, even besides Chris. I don't remember the Duke guy. I don't remember him being around. But has he been here before? I think he's new, isn't he?
No, I think so.
And I think Joe is fairly new. I know he's a regular on the site, but I don't remember seeing him much in here before. So it's good that you know a lot of new people are tuning in, and we love it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. All right, brother man.
All right, sir.
I'll give you a call maybe tomorrow night. Man, let's talk about the schedule and stuff. Last night I fell asleep.
No problem.
I crashed.
All right.
All right, bro. Okay, take care, man.
Talk to you later. You too. Bye.